Good morning. It's 849 WHTC Morning News on a Monday morning, the 23rd day of January. Time to check in with Alan Babbitt. Alan's the Sports Information Director at Hope College. Your Monday morning Hope Sports Report. Happy Monday, Mr. Babbitt. How are you, sir?
Happy Monday to you as well. Glad to hear your voice back on the air and that you're feeling better.
Thank you.
And hey, it's hard not to feel better as a Hope fan. What a wonderful weekend. A lot of success. We'll try to wrap it up as quickly as we can, but what a great weekend. Nearly perfect. Start on the basketball court. What a great opportunity and a thrill to honor our 2022 National Championship Women's Basketball team with the banner-raising ceremony after Saturday's game against Alma College. And it was just a thrill to have members of all three national championship teams back on the court for that event after the game. And Hope is one of three schools in entire Division III with at least three women's basketball national titles. That's some elite group with Washington University in St. Louis and Amherst College. So special air and a special afternoon ceremony on Saturday. Of course, it was helped by a big win for the Flying Dutch, who are set for a rematch with Trine this Wednesday after routing Alma College 89-37. Flying Dutch jumped to a 19-9 first quarter lead, and that was all she wrote. Balanced scoring, 16 points from Savannah Feenstra and 15 points from Ella McKinney led the way. They had limited minutes in that contest. Flying Dutch will be at Trine on Wednesday night, 7:30 p.m., hoping to avenge that loss earlier this season to the Thunder. Flying Dutchman had a big second half on the court Saturday night at DeVos Fieldhouse and earned an 83-76 win in the MIAA against Alma. And that moved the Flying Dutch within one game of second place Trine. Flying Dutchman erupted for 57 second half points to pull away from the Scots. Evan Thomas and Gabe Quillen had 20 points apiece. Clayton Dykhouse, 19 points for the Flying Dutchman, who will be on the road this Saturday as well as they head down to Kalamazoo College, a 7 p.m. tip. Hope College men's indoor track and field team and women's indoor track and field team both won at Aquinas College on Friday night. And for the Flying Dutchman, they had a school record fall as senior Jackson player. That's a 60-meter hurdle indoor record for the Flying Dutchman with a run of 8.39 seconds. Talking to head coach Kevin Cole afterward, and he said Jackson's been building toward this. They weren't sure if he was going to get it this early in the indoor season, but what a great run, and congratulations to him passing Josh Eisenbart's record of 8.49 seconds in 2019. Flying Dutch won at Aquinas as well, like the Dutchman taking first in nine events, including a pair of sisters competing together. Samantha Shearhorn, the senior, won the 800 meters in 2 minutes and 25.70 seconds. And it was Samantha, her sister Sarah, who won the 200 meters in a time of 26.18 seconds. Hope College men's and women's swimming and diving teams were busy as well, as they both swept an MIAA tri meet from Kalamazoo and Olivet on Friday night on senior night at the Holland Aquatic Center, then traveled and competed well, both of them at top five ranked University of Chicago on Saturday, but lost those duels. On Friday, seven seniors are honored. Brant Ossing, Colin Klein, Ted Lockett, Jack Muller, JT Neeson, Bailey Smith, and Jackson Ewell on the men's side. Just tremendous competitors and leaders for the Flying Dutchman. And on the women's side, in that senior day ceremony, Aubrey East, Allie Graver, Alyssa Kirkman, Paige Kuhn, Macy Meyer, and Ari Schaefer. So congratulations to all those seniors in the Flying Dutch and the Flying Dutchman in the pool. Now they will turn their attention to a showdown with Calvin on Friday night in Grand Rapids. Last MIAA dual meet, both teams are unbeaten, and it should be a lot of fun. Of course, that won't determine anything. It's the league meet next month, hosted by Calvin, but you put Hope and Calvin together, there's going to be some great competition. And lastly, another weekend sweep for the Hope College hockey team. Flying Dutchman took two games from Trine Thunder in ACHA action, winning 5-1 Friday night here on home ice at Griff's Ice House West. and then 8-1 on Saturday down in Angola, Indiana. Fifth time this season, the Flying Dutchmen have allowed a total of 2 goals in a two-game weekend series. Just an amazing run for the top-ranked Flying Dutchmen, 20-1 overall, and heading into their stretch run as they look to bid for a Michigan Collegiate Hockey Conference West Division Championship. Their final 6 games, including this weekend series against Ferris State, will be against West Division opponents this Friday night. They'll be at Versailles House West at 7:30 p.m. Of course, if you want to watch, go to the Hope website, links to all of the broadcast, video, and are right here on 99.7 FM and 1450 WHTC this week for the women, and as well as 92.7 for the band. We got you covered any way you want to follow the Flying Dutch and Flying Dutchman.
Alan, got to mention, too, you know I'm a huge hockey fan, and I did end up seeing some highlights of Hope Hockey over the weekend. Man, this team is absolutely on fire. They are hot, aren't they?
They certainly are. I mean, two-time national champions, and they just don't seem to be letting up. Head coach Chris Van Timmeren just keeps bringing in hockey players, and they are heating up the ice for sure.
Just got to love it. It's Alan Babbitt, Sports Information Director at Hope College, our daily Hope Sports Report. Alan, thanks for your time today. And as usual, we look forward to your Tuesday morning report tomorrow. Have a great day, sir.
You too. Go Hope.